In 2018, Milwaukee County passed an ordinance banning landlords from discriminating against applicants using Section 8 housing vouchers. But a recent investigation by Wisconsin Watch found that many landlords aren't complying, leaving low-income residents with limited options for housing, even after they've applied for and received rental assistance. Our next guest is a fair housing expert, and she's here to help us understand what legal protections there are for Section 8 recipients in Wisconsin and what it will take for Milwaukee and other counties to address housing voucher discrimination. We want to hear from you, too, at 800-642-1234. Do you or your family use housing vouchers, or have you in the past? What was that experience like? Is it difficult for tenants receiving rental assistance to find housing in your community? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Erica Sanders is the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council. Erica, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So what are Wisconsin's laws related to fair housing? So give us a quick lay of the land.
Sure. So here in Wisconsin, we're tremendously fortunate to have robust fair housing protections. Of course, we've got the Federal Fair Housing Act. We have the Wisconsin Open Housing Law, which is our state fair housing statute. And then across the state, we have a patchwork of city and county fair housing ordinances. And together, all of these pieces of civil rights legislation protect us from discrimination based on factors like race or disability or religion, national origin, and so forth. There's a list of, you know, about 18 such protected classes in the city of Madison alone. And in Wisconsin, there are three local jurisdictions that have built in protections for people who use housing choice vouchers. And those jurisdictions are Milwaukee County, Dane County, in the city of Madison. In those three places, under those three local ordinances, housing providers are prohibited from discriminating against families simply because they use a housing choice voucher.
So there are protected classes, as you spoke of, the race, religion, disability, the ones that you normally think of. One of the protected categories in Wisconsin is lawful source of income. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's one we get asked all the time.
I bet.
So in Wisconsin, the category lawful source of income is intended to protect people from discrimination when they derive their income from sources other than employment. So for example, perhaps they get income from Social Security disability, mm-hmm. or child support payments, or veterans benefits of some type. All of those are sources of income that a housing provider would need to consider when taking into account whether or not someone is eligible for their housing opportunity. At this point in time, lawful source of income at that state level is not interpreted in a way that includes housing choice vouchers. And that's why it's so critical that those three local ordinances I mentioned earlier do specify that protection.
So about those ordinances, and the Milwaukee County officials passed one in 2018, for example. What led to that, though? Like, did officials see that there was a need for this? What were the steps that led to all of that?
Sure. So in essence, the Housing Choice Voucher Program is our largest federal housing subsidy that helps people with low income achieve housing. However, the program has never reached its full potential. What the program was intended to do was give households a voucher that they could then take and use in any community they chose. They seek that a housing opportunity from a private landlord and pay for part of the rent with their voucher. So the idea was that this program would really help break down patterns of concentrated poverty as well as racial segregation. If people could transport this voucher, sort of use it as a passport to seek out housing anywhere they desired. And in reality, that has never proven to be what's happened. Unfortunately, voucher holders are still overwhelmingly concentrated in areas of high poverty. And so it hasn't been the ticket to greater opportunity that the program was intended to be. And so various, you know, city and county governments have taken a look at that and said, you know, one of the things that's a barrier for people who use these vouchers is when landlords won't participate in the program, when landlords just say, nope, I'm not going to take vouchers here. And so the impetus behind creating it as a protected class was really to help ensure that there was a level playing field, that people with vouchers had the same opportunities as any other renters to seek out housing in a community they wanted to.
Why do landlords resist this? Why do they resist renting to people with vouchers?
I'm not a housing provider, so I can only tell you what they tell me. But I think part of the problem is there are still a lot of myths and stigma around housing subsidies in this country. Mm-hmm. And we really see it as part of our goal to really break down those myths, to talk about how people who use vouchers can be fantastic tenants and neighbors. According to HUD data, voucher holders on average stay about 8 years in an apartment, so they can be long-term successful tenants. There are some administrative barriers to participating in the Housing Choice Voucher Program. You know, a housing provider needs to contract with the local housing authority. But by and large, housing authorities do what they can to minimize those barriers. I think part of the issue is just a lack of information. A lot of housing providers aren't familiar with the program, and we need a lot of education and advocacy to ensure that housing providers understand that, in fact, renting to voucher holders can be a fantastic business decision.
Thanks for explaining that, Erica. I appreciate it. What does housing voucher discrimination look like in practice?
Sometimes it can be extremely overt. Housing providers simply tell housing consumers, sorry, you know, I don't take Section 8. Section 8 is what the program used to be called, and it's still a commonly used term for the Housing Choice Voucher Program. In other circumstances, housing discrimination based on someone's use of a voucher can look a lot like other forms of discrimination, like discrimination based on race or disability or religion. And it can be very subtle. The housing provider might simply tell a home seeker, oh, sorry, you know, we don't have anything available right now. Or, you know, I'm sorry, you know, we're not going to have any two bedrooms available until April. There are a lot of different sorts of more subtle ways that housing consumers can be turned away from a housing opportunity.
In your experience, when you've talked with people who have housing vouchers, housing choice vouchers, are they aware that they're being discriminated against, or do they just kind of think this is the way it goes?
It happens in both ways. Many times people are aware that they were treated unfairly, but they don't know what their rights are. They don't actually know that they experienced a violation of the law. In some cases, people know they experienced discrimination that's illegal, but they need to hustle and just get a roof over their heads. They don't have time to file a complaint or pursue some kind of legal remedy. And again, in many cases, people are completely unaware that there is help available or where to turn. And again, they're sort of, when you have a housing voucher, you only have a certain amount of time in which to use that voucher and to get a lease. And so people are needing to just move on to the next steps in the housing search.
How much time do they have?
It can vary based on which housing authority people receive their voucher from, but generally it's 60 to 120 days. And in a housing market like we have right now, that can be tough. Our vacancy rates across Wisconsin, but especially in Metro Milwaukee and Dane County, have incredibly low vacancy rates right now, which makes finding that housing tough.
Take me through the process. If a rental applicant realizes or believes they've been discriminated against, how do they go about complaining about it? How do they report it?
Well, I certainly welcome calls to our organization. The Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council takes complaints from people who are concerned they've experienced discrimination based on any of the protected classes under law, including using a voucher, again, in Milwaukee County, Dane County, and the City of Madison. In some circumstances, we can investigate on behalf of our clients. We counsel our clients on what their different options for legal remedy may be. In the City of Madison, for example, there's a really fantastic government agency, the City of Madison Department of Civil Rights, that helps enforce the City of Madison ordinance. So there are a number of different paths people can take to achieve some kind of remedy. And I would also say that by and large, the vast majority of people who come to us with any kind of discrimination complaint are motivated both to stand up for their own rights and achieve some sort of remedy for the harm they experienced, but they're also highly motivated to prevent this from ever happening to anyone else. Most of our complainants are really humiliated and hurt and distraught about the discrimination they experienced, and they can't bear the thought of that continuing to go on for others.
Erica Sanders is the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council. She's with us to talk about the laws surrounding the housing vouchers in Wisconsin and why they can be so difficult to enforce. You can join in, too, at 800-642-1234. Have you seen an apartment ad that says owners will not accept Section 8? Have you ever been turned away by a landlord or property manager because of your status as a recipient? What questions do you have about illegal discrimination in housing? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Shereen Seward, and for Rob Ferret, right now we're picking up the conversation with Erica Sanders from the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council about efforts to ban housing voucher discrimination in Milwaukee County. And we would love to hear from you, too, at 800-642-1234. Maybe you've navigated the rental market as a low-income or Section 8 applicant. We'd like to hear your experience. What kind of laws or protections would you like to see for renters in your community? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Erica, we talked a little bit about how people in Milwaukee and Madison can file a complaint if they think they've been discriminated against. What about other parts of the state, not in Milwaukee or Madison?
Well, we certainly take complaints from people all over the state based on state and federally protected classes. But as of this moment in time, if you live elsewhere in the state, there are no legal protections from discrimination based on use of any kind of rent assistance like housing choice vouchers. But we take complaints on, you know, race, disability, et cetera, statewide.
We have Paul on the phone with us now. Paul is from Madison. Paul, thanks for calling.
Hi there. I'm really appreciative of your hosting this discussion. It seems to me that landlords are, maybe not every landlord, but there are a lot of landlords that are breaking these rules frequently because it doesn't really seem like there's any consequences for when they actually break the law. I'd be really interested to hear if your guest knows about what could be the consequences for this. Is there ever a case where a landlord loses their ability to rent in a city after racking up so many violations?
That's a great question, Paul. Thanks for asking it. Erica, what do you know about that? Are there repercussions?
Certainly. So housing providers, for instance, in the City of Madison may have to pay civil forfeitures or fines to the City of Madison. They may have to pay monetary damages to the victim of discrimination to compensate them for both tangible and non-tangible forms of harm the victim experienced as a result of the discrimination. Sometimes housing providers can be required to provide affirmative relief, meaning they may have to market their property affirmatively to a broad cross-section of a community so as many people as possible are aware that housing opportunity exists. Housing providers can also be required to undergo fair housing training so they know what the law is and how to comply with it going forward. But generally speaking, rental housing is not a heavily regulated industry in the sense that, at least in Wisconsin, there's no certification or permitting process or licensure process that rental housing providers need to undergo. It's not like how real estate brokers who buy and sell houses are regulated, for instance. So there aren't as many guardrails on the rental housing industry as there are on, you know, mortgage lending or home sales or homeowners insurance, other parts of the housing industry.
We have Terry with us now calling from Madison. Hi, Terry, you're a landlord yourself. So what is your experience?
Well, I have rented to people using housing vouchers. As a matter of fact, I have one right now, a renter using a housing voucher. And I have rented to people who don't use housing vouchers. I've rented to people who have sort of minimal paying jobs, but two or three of them. And people who have, you know, more higher paying jobs. And the people that I have rented to with lower paying jobs who would be, you know, considered, you know, marginally poor have often different housekeeping standards than I have. And when they leave me with piles and piles of trash. And they leave barbecue sauce down the walls. And they don't take care of the property. And I still, like I said, I have somebody that I'm renting to with a housing voucher right now. But I have been burned many times by renters who don't take care of the property.
Thanks for sharing that, Terry. Erica, what do you think about what Terry said?
I would caution housing providers from making any assumptions about who may or may not take care of the property well, pay their rent on time, be good neighbors to other tenants, and so forth. Anyone can make a lot of noise. Anyone may lose a job and lose their ability to pay rent. Being a messy home housekeeper isn't related to anyone's protected class status. I think the bottom line is that when housing providers are making business decisions about who to rent to, they need to be making those decisions based on the facts before them in someone's application and not assumptions about anyone's ability to be a good tenant just based on features of their identity, things like race or income, et cetera.
We have Amber with us calling from Edgerton. Amber, thank you. I know we only have a couple minutes left on the program, but I wanted you to be able to share your experience.
Yeah, I was on Section 8 for 16 years, and I was very aware of the stigma. So I actually, every place that I stayed, left it looking perfect just to prove them wrong. And when I spilled barbecue sauce, I would wipe it with a rag, you know. But anyways, but it was very, very, very helpful for me. I was a sole parent. My son's father was deceased. And it was a huge source of independence for me. I didn't ever have to fall on a boyfriend or a family member to have to stay with them. I was able to raise my child however I felt was safe. And was best for him, and I never got myself put into positions where I had to get into unsafe situations because I didn't have a place to live. I am no longer on it, but it gave me so much independence, and my son is so awesome now. He runs his own business. He's 21. He's got a ton of money saved in the bank. The program works. I never got discriminated on. It was awesome.
Amber, can I ask you how long you had to wait for a voucher to arrive?
So I applied in 2003, and I lived in Walworth County, and they had about a year waiting list then, but I actually got lucky and got on after like 7 months.
Okay, so not long at all. All right.
No.
That's great. Amber, again, thank you so much for sharing that. And Erica, I mean, Amber was only on the list for a few months, but some people have been on for 14 years or more. What's the average?
I'm not sure it varies a lot by metro area and how many vouchers are available in that metro area. But Amber raised a point I think really merits focusing on, which is we need to assess and think about, before we make generalizations, we need to think about who these vouchers help. Almost 30% of voucher holders nationally are senior citizens. A little over a quarter of voucher holders are people with disabilities who are not elderly. And nearly half of voucher holders are single parent families. This is about ensuring that people who are friends, family members, neighbors, all have a chance for that safe and stable housing that clearly benefited Amber and her son. The other point I need to make here is that fair use of vouchers and equitable treatment of voucher holders is a racial equity issue. In Metro Milwaukee, housing choice voucher users are overwhelmingly Black housing consumers. Roughly 83% of housing choice voucher users are Black. So when we discriminate against voucher holders or treat them as second-class housing consumers, it can have a racially disparate impact that I think most of us would agree only compounds racial disparities in our culture, in our economy.
Thank you so much for joining us, Erica. Truly appreciate you sharing that with us.
Thank you for having me.
Erica Sanders is the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council. She joined us for a look at housing voucher discrimination when landlords won't rent to applicants receiving rental assistance, and how local laws and programs throughout Wisconsin could be strengthened to protect low-income renters. I'm Shereen Seewert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.